I think what we do is we will do the puja first. This will be our last before we leave this place. Okay. Compose your mind. Maintain faith, strong faith. Then we will do it. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dityampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dityampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Dityampi sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, Panati pata viramani sika padang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sika padang samadhiyami. Kamesu mechachara viramani sika padang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sika padang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhapamadatthana viramani sika padang samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to the Buddha and Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Check with Mi Fong. What time is Sufu coming? Oh, between 1 to 2. Okay, never mind. So we can start our session first. The moment he comes, we must pay respect. Then we will stop for a while. We will have to thank them. Then we will have to express our thanks sincerely. And we would like to make our donation. Then you all rejoice. I will speak in English. Then hopefully Sister Lee can translate, or Mi Fong can translate. I don't know. Either of you. Sister Lee.
Check 5,000.
Ah, okay. You had to explain, Miss Lee. You had to explain the donation together with the thing. Yeah. Total, we write a check of 5,000. Inclusive of the food, whatever cost, plus a donation of 2,000 plus on behalf of total 5,000. Total 5,000. So the food bill is 2,000 plus. So you say we also donate 2,000 plus. So we have written a check of 5,000. But first, thank him for everything, for their kindness, for their actual understanding. We really, really benefit and rejoice. Because this temple, if you can have the condition to help, you should help, because a lot of wholesomeness. This place, I believe, a lot of people benefited. Because if 20, 30 years ago I can benefit, there must be many who had benefit. And the abbot is very sincere. Both the abbot, first and the second one. I know the second one. Second one liked me a lot. He doesn't talk to me much in English, because he doesn't know English. But the way he smile, you know, he's so happy to see me. He can feel me. Yeah, he stay up there. So every time I go up the hill there, contemplate. That hill, last time, is not like that one. It's a run-down building, very old. Then they rebuild it. So when I was there, it's an abandoned building. I like to alone go up there. Last time, nobody even tell me there is a place for contemplation. I happened to bump into it. Last time, the pathway at the back here, not so nicely done up. So I saw some building up there. I thought I need a higher elevation altitude. So I look for a pathway to go up. Then that time, I managed to go up. Then when I go up there, the way I contemplate, reflect, and meditate is very different. I think the chief monk, the abbot, that one, the fine, he also very good cultivator, a good monk. He can feel, then he come out, then he look around, then he saw me, wow, the way he smile, you know, he a lot of joy. Then I read it back. When I read it back, he also showed up. That's how it started, the connection. Then after that, he was leading the morning chanting and evening chanting. Then he saw me. He was very happy. So then on the way up, go up here, he stayed at the doorstep there. He stopped me. He speak in Mandarin. Then when he speak in Mandarin, I was, of course, full of joy. Then I cannot communicate with him. At that time, my Mandarin is 6:30. So I asked somebody to help translate. Then you know what he said or not? He said, "Where are you from?" So I told him, "PJ. You are here how many days, the retreat?" I say, 4 or 5 days. He said, "Do you want to see my master's relic?" Oh, it's 3 weeks. Actually, nobody can go out unless you got special permission. Oh, you're full of joy. I say, yes. Then there were a few with me. Oh, they also get to go out. That's why I'm very lucky. He was so happy. He showed me around. The crystal is so beautiful. The relics of the master at that time. And I can feel, because that time I already sensitive. So that's how I remember this place. This place is very... Last time only half, up to that column only, the building. Only that one. Then this side, not extended yet last time. And last time, cement rendering, don't have floorboard on. All your room also cement rendering, no tiling on last time. And last time we came, November, December time, very cold, really cold. I still remember with my warm clothing, not enough. I got to put my towel around. I like a snowman meditating. So those were the, but at that time, the mind was very different. I settled down very fast. The teacher that come and teach, I didn't follow what he said. I do my own. I don't know why. I just know how to do. Then the way they walk, I also walk differently. I go out down there. I just walk naturally in a very relaxed way. Then the contemplation just comes. Then after that, I go outside. The way I see, The whole awareness is there. No? Nobody teach me anything like what I wrote in the note for you. No? So what happened was, then I start to see all this thing. Then I start to understand. No? Then the day three also, like very different. No? Then everything I see, I understand how it come about and how it will disappear. Means the condition arising, how the phenomenal, how I create through my mind from that nature. How from nothing, everything come to be. Then finally, when I realize the cessation is the best, the whole thing cease and went in. No thought, nothing. Even the awareness also no more. That's why I can tell you the true mind also cease. Then what happened? The whole brain got nothing. You know what is a dynamo? Yeah? I think that Theo, you know, he's self-bearing on SKF. Where is Theo? Still not at all. Oh, never mind. You see, dynamo, yeah? When it run, it got a very quiet sound, very small, generating electricity. So your brain is the same, no? When you are like using it, like a lot of activity going on us, you know? So what happened was, during cessation, the whole thing stopped. The activity or no more. That mundane mind, the sankhara, everything, no more. Completely no more. The essence of mind know that there is nothing up there. Understand? Not? Because you know, I came out and checked. From the cessation, I came out and checked. Because when I went in, I realized this one stopped. Then the cessation happened. Then when I was inside, it was for quite a while. Then after that, when the time, more or less, about time to come out already, it know itself or no. Then you know what happened or not. That's why I know what birth is. All of a sudden, from the nature, one consciousness come out here. Then this whole brain, like the dynamo, start again. Then I saw the whole thing like active again. But no sankhara yet. Is that not? Pure awareness, no sankhara yet. Then after that, another consciousness went to the heart. Another one went down here. Then these three animate me. You know. Then I become conscious. Then I become human being again. That's why I know it's not me. Then after that, because that time the retreat was about to end already. You know what happened to my mind? My face, everything becomes so different. One of the retreat, one of the monk, he can see, is a Thai monk. But that time he very young. He was a lawyer by profession. But that time he under Buddhadasa's disciple. He know I am very different. So that time I came with that group with Pearly and Eric there. When I went up the bus, he tell Eric and Pearly, he said, "You look at Theo. He's totally different. I never talk. The whole retreat I didn't talk." Then when I was up the bus, I sat in front. You know what happened? For the first time, the bus moved. My mind was just aware. You know. Then this brain still started, but nothing yet. Then as the bus moved, I saw the sense data coming in. Then when the sense data come in, this dynamo starts to create the sankhara and all those things. You know. Then when you want to start already, I know, no wonder human being cannot stop all these things. I don't know. Every perception just come in. Then this one, no wonder you become Hitler so fast. All of a sudden, starts to create the consciousness again. Start to create the perception again. Start to want to think again. But because of the wisdom and the understanding, I have a choice, think or not think. But I can see, all this coming in. Then I know, every moment of perception, every moment of activity of mind, there's suffering inside there, the very fine suffering, I can feel them all. That's like that mind. Keep on wanting to see something. It's like tell you inside your nature. You want to suffer? Go and think. You want to suffer? Go and feel. You want to suffer? Go and arise the aggregate of mind. Even the moment of feeling is suffering. The moment of consciousness is suffering. The moment of activity, the moment of creation is suffering. The birth and death of that consciousness is suffering. The very fine and deep suffering inside. That's how I come to understand all this. That's why I say don't be heedless. Heedless means what? Every day arise this not knowing there is suffering. Later when you become transformed, when you become very sensitive, all this fine suffering you start to see, then you realize Sankara Dukkha. Really, all of Sankara is Dukkha. That's why you cannot simply use this philosophy. But if you have wisdom, then you know how to arise the right thought, the appropriate thought. Then you will know, because you had to leave. But that phase is only for a few months. After that, the sensitivity over, the wisdom is there, and then no more. Then this mind is different. It can use again. Then I can become like a normal human being again. I can still joke, laugh, and say all those things again. Then I don't have to be like during the retreat night. Every night, quiet, silent, no need. That's how I know the whole process you go through is like that one. Very different. And all this, no book write one. Nobody can tell you one. That's why I realized the Buddha was very wise. He said, the Dhamma is Pachetang. Pachetang means what? What is Pachetang? You chant every morning. can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. That's why it's like that one. So the Dhamma is so different. So that's why, whether got book write or not, got monk talk about it or not, not important. The form and mind that go through, you will understand. And that is the way Dhamma is. Not from the text, not from what people say. You yourself will have to awaken to it and understand what this thing is. Okay, now maybe I have to move a bit faster, because we got quite a few items to cover. Closing ceremony, formal introduction, I think we have done in the past. Personal sharing, okay. Anybody has any good personal sharing? Feedback you write down on the piece of paper. Yes, Mimi. Good. Take the mic. The mic is there. Very good. Sadhu.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, I have this sharing. Hopefully, it will benefit all the Kayamitas here. It just happened before Brother Teo start talking.
Oh, sadhu.
Actually, I came here yesterday, so actually there's not much time that I go around actually looking around. So when I was coming to this room, and I really like go around and have a look at the photograph and all these things, then I realized that I see photograph or portrait of all these monks being hanged here. So what I did was, I actually silenced my mind and pay respect to each and every one of them, not knowing who they are actually. So the thing is, when I silence my mind and pay respect to them, I can feel the surge of energy that comes direct into my heart, and I have this long breathing. So what I did was, I pay respect to all this venerable here, and I have each and every one, I have the same experience. So I didn't realize there's two more pictures over there. So I was asking one of the sisters, Do you read Mandarin or not? Who are there?
Yeah, yeah.
So she said, no, but there's another two more pictures there. These two. I think that's the first abbot. So I went there, and this time I pay respect, and the same thing, the energy went in. And I don't know why I do it. When I was paying respect to the older photograph there, I make this wish that whosoever in whatever civilization that we will meet again, I hope I will have the affinity with you.
Father.
And this time I really make it, and I can feel the energy was so strong. So when I was doing the chanting, I still can feel the energy like coming to me. So why I want to share this with you is whenever you go for any spiritual trip or journey, the most important is learn to silence your mind.
Father,
and you pay respect to the Buddha, the stupa, or any great monks.
Yes.
So always silence your mind to, you know, make the wish to have affinity,
yeah,
with them.
With them.
So then it will, you know, it will help you in your cultivation path.
Yes.
A practice, you see. So on top of that, when the session over, I actually what I did was, because I felt so bad that I didn't really go down and pay proper respect to all the bodhisattva there.
Oh.
And Biru, Biru Janafo. Okay.
Yeah.
So when I went there, actually I paid to the main the Rupa, the,
yeah,
Buddha Rupa.
Yeah.
Apparently it's the Buddha, right?
Yeah.
And I paid to Manjushri, which is the bodhisattva,
yeah,
of wisdom. And I pay respect to
Pusien.
So when I pay respect, then I went to Chen Su Guanying. So I tell you, I only know Manjushri,
mm-hmm,
Pusien, and Chen Su Guanying. So whenever I pay respect to them, I can connect with them. So sometimes if they want to manifest, you will see my mudra. Okay, so as usual, when I do really pay respect to them, the mudra will,
yeah,
come. Later on, I will explain why the mudra comes. So I don't want you all to have funny,
yeah,
ideas,
yeah, yeah,
or you think it's so mystical. Okay, now the strange part is when I wanted to leave, so I will pay respect to all of them again, and Biru Janafo. Actually, I don't know who that Buddha is, frankly speaking. So when I pay respect to that Rupa, I was telling myself, I'm so sorry, I don't even know who you are, you see. Afterward, I'm going to ask Miss Lee, okay? So I'm a bit naughty. I say, if you can show a sign that you know what I'm saying, you manifest.
Yeah.
So you know what happened? Because when I say that, the mudra really came, you know, and this is a new mudra that I never had, you see.
Yeah.
So that's why, at the end of the day, you see, whenever you go any spiritual places, you will never know which Buddha or the bodhisattvas that you have affinity. So always remember,
yeah,
have the stillness of mind, go and pay respect to them, sincerely, mindfully.
Yes.
If you are sensitive, you are able to connect. When
Father,
you are able to connect with them,
Father,
they can help you in your cultivation.
Yeah.
You see? So this is what I'm trying to share, so that you can actually make use of this little humble sharing that,
yeah,
I'm having. Then you can probably help you in your cultivation. Coming back to the mudra, is actually nothing very mystical. Actually, once you're able to connect yourself with the nature, they are the oneness nature, they are there. So it's only when you silence your mind, they can connect with you, or you can connect with them. So that's where He will manifest and show you their presence. So it's not so mystical, actually. That's all.
Sadhu.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah? We all should rejoice. Huh? Sadhu. I just want to explain a little bit. What she experienced is very good, but she is unique in her own way, huh? Because of her past. So not everybody can have that. Huh? Not so easy. But you find out what is best for you. Understand? Everyone is different. For her, she has this ability because her past life cultivation and her affinity with a lot of these great beings, because this is her, what they call, very good habit. Understand? He likes to pay respect to all the great monks and all the great bodhisattva and all the Buddhas. Then because of his, of her affinity, with Manjushri, because that one I told you, 208, that trip to Wutaisan, you remember? A lot of things happened. That was the first time she connected. You know? That before that, she's not really serious about Dhamma. Like, lepa, kao kao chan. But after that connection, that's like the last 4 or 5 years, she become very serious. And nobody asked her to do that because her heart knows. Then certain things she don't understand, she asked me. Then I told her, this is from your past, otherwise it cannot be like that. Then when the mudra comes, she's not scared already. I said, you just let it flow and manifest. You silence your mind, you will understand. So what happened is, all of the Buddha and great Bodhisattva, they have their vow. Whomsoever that call their name or talk to them with a sincere mind, there will be a response. Then my second last teacher also told me in a similar way. You know what he said, right? Also a lady, she said, do you know, is it, there is one thing I want to let you know. All of the Buddha nature, all the Buddha, their nature are ever radiating for the cultivators of the way. The first time I heard that, I got a lot of joy, you know. Yeah, I also experienced that. But what she told me on was very fantastic. You know what she did? She said, there are 1 or 2 lives before this life, because this one got divine ability on. He got special spiritual penetration. They also do like the Buddha time jhana. They got special spiritual power, spiritual penetration on. So she can see back, you know, who she is, and you know, she can see back very far. Then what happened? She realized 2 lives before this, she was a monk. She was cultivating very seriously in the jhana ground. You know where jhana ground? The deep body or throat there. So he was cultivating. And you know, suddenly that surge in energy went in, just like what she felt when she paid respect. But that one is while cultivating, where she silenced her mind, she reached that ability to connect. So the nature of Sakyamuni came, you know, she, that one of the top 10 disciples of the Buddha, very close to Sakyamuni. Later only she told her, they were together cultivating the Bodhisattva way, together with Sakyamuni, a very long time. Right? That's why they are very close. Right? So he said, that thing came, you know, such in energy, so strong. There was so much joy. Then suddenly she realized, well, you know, there was never a jhana ground. Is it? All these are mind makers. Then you know, whatever. After that, her nature like suddenly shot up, you know, then become the oneness. That was the completion of her training. That's why he say he come to know, if you are a real cultivator of the way, their nature, their energy will come to you. You don't have to look for them. Understand? So that's why when he talk, become very sincere, like he said, and her mind already can silence her. That's why there's a response. Show me a sign. And because she has this past life training, she like mudra on her practice, because the Mahayana side, they got a lot of mudra. Pusen got her mudra, Manjushri got her mudra, Kuan Yin also got her mudra. Then even Amitabha and all these scraping, they have their mudra. So when that affinity with that title, Bodhisattva or the Buddha, that mudra will appear in her own. And she used to tell me, Pusian one different, Manjushri one different, Kuan Yin and a few other all different. Then like today, this Buddha, the name was new. It come like first time this mudra never appeared before. But that type of mudra is a very graceful one. Asana. And you see, you will know. You don't see, you will know. Very fast, but very graceful one. Asana. Not like our sister here. It's different. Totally different. That's why when I saw, I said, this is different. But it's okay. Asana. Because different people do different practices. The more important thing is, you understand what your mind is. When you're silent, you connect. If you are not silent, you cannot connect. You are lost. Lost in the conditioned arising mind. Thinking that this is what it is, this is real, you are this. Understand? Not until you can develop that type of wisdom to connect. That's why silent mind is most important. Understand? Can we say sadhu one more time? Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because this type of sharing, unless they have that type of cultivation, they cannot share with you. Then I cannot explain because there is no condition, understand? So you must have faith. Even her, not too long, about 5 years ago, 4 to 5 years only. And when she connects, she moves so fast. That's why she can understand what I wrote. Then when she starts to put into cultivation, she can really, really experience those things that is written. That silent mind, the oneness nature, whatever. So, not long, she will realize the cessation too. But when the cessation comes, it will be more powerful. Then her wisdom will stabilize some more. Then when she start to come out and share, that you give her maybe another 10 to 15 years or 20 years, she will be very good. The Dhamma is like that. So a lot of things, even Achana Chalo also, you watch out. This monk, in the future, he will be very good. He also got affinity, Kuan Yin, and all these Bodhisattva. And although he Theravada monk, Australian, Kuai Lo monk, he got hell of affinity, Kuan Yin. He told me he went to Puttosana, and he went to Uthaisana. He do the three-step unbow. These are only Mahayana do. Then when he went up there, one of the temple he meditated, two of these mountains, two different type of experience. When he was at Puttosana, the Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, he meditated. He became so peaceful, so calm, the energy so strong. Then he like suddenly tell his nature. He said, compassion, compassion. Compassion means must have compassion, reach out to the being. Then when he go to Uthaisana, he also went up the mountain, he also go and meditate. He got another experience. He said the mind was so still and so calm. Then the message come, like inside tell him, this is wisdom. You need wisdom to have the Dhamma. Then only you can have compassion. See? Kuai Lo monk can become like that. Then when he was born, he used to tell us the story. He said, although I'm born Australian, he got a funny feeling he don't belong to that country. Then the whole family, all Christian, he is the only one believing karma. Then as he grew up, he said when he was about to go to university, they offer him a course. No, you know what happened? Suddenly the heart said, don't take it up. It's a trap. He got like that one. It's his past cultivation. Then you know what he did? No? He just doesn't want to go to the uni. Then he go and check with friend and internet. Then he end up signing up for one retreat, 10 days retreat. And you know what he said? No? For the first 7 days, he suffered like mad. pain everywhere. Say, every day is pain, pain in the mind. Very funny. Say. But after the 7 days, suddenly one sitting, not only no pain, no. Suddenly the mind settled down and become so peaceful and so calm. He went into that silence. No. Then the nature tell him, this is what you are looking for. After that, he straight away know already. This is what he is looking for. But last time he doesn't know why. Then after that, he determined to find this type of thing. So that's why he traveled. Then he contacted some Achancha tradition. That's why he went to Thailand. Then he renounced and become a monk. Then now 16 years already. Then because he's 15, 16 years, people offer him way place to start his own center. He was given the first one in Brisbane. And you know, his nature is like mine. He know how to make vow, he know how to look at sign also. But he is at the early stage. You give him time, he will become very good. You know what his nature tell him or not? Don't accept yet, is it? The first offer of that piece of land, is it? You wait. Maybe you got a better one. Oh, that inside tell him like that. Then he make that wish, you know. If there is condition, let it manifest. Exactly like what I will do. Then suddenly, back in Thailand, Khao Khao, our friend Cindy and her husband, they know the owner, Khun Son, we went Thailand trip, the owner of the organic farm. He got one piece of land, which is now Ananagakiri. He bought that piece of land because he wants to build kuti and let people go and meditate. But for so many years, he couldn't get anybody to go there and meditate, except himself. So he only built that whole piece of land with a kuti for himself. So he realized it's a waste. So he decided to offer it to a sincere monk. So he asked around. Then this Cindy's husband, Mosit, he said, okay, I try to help you. Because what Pananachat, a lot of Western monk who wants this style of land. So he went there. Pananachat is the Western Disciples Monastery of Achancha. So when he was there, he said, all the senior monks already gone, so nobody interested except this Achan Achalo. Then he inquired, where is this place? Khao Khok. He said, I've been almost 15, 16 years in Thailand, I never heard of this place, Khao Khok. Where is it? So Mosit said, I bring you there. Then Moses also add in something. It's like mini Switzerland, very cooling weather. Wow, Westerner sure like. So he went and go and check. Then, you know what happened? He request, I stay here one night. He said, so that Khun Son, Kuti, lend it to him to stay. You know that night what happened? He had a dream. A very clear dream. That tell him, beneath this piece of land, there is a lot of Dhamma egg waiting to be hatched. just like that. Then straight away, after he wake up the next morning, he tell Mosit, I agree to accept the offer. And somehow, never mind, it doesn't end there. After he agreed to offer, to accept, within 8-9 months, he can build up the sala and do up the infrastructure. That's why his parami must be very good. Then I was told by Mosit, because Mosit also helped, he said, immediately the local people, quite poor in that village, know that he is taking up. A few key people volunteer to become the committee and help him set up and all those things. Then one Thai listed company immediately volunteer to supply all the material free. He said, you only get labor to build. That's why he was full of confidence, because the sign all come like man to be. So he said, he gave up the Brisbane one, that's why he decided Ananagakiri. So our Thailand trip, which was 2 years ago, we happened to be there. Then Mosit told us, Brother Teo, you must meet this Achan Achalo. I said, who is he? He said, he is Achan Cha tradition, Ananagakiri, a new center. But we have built the sala, is it almost completing? I want to show you. Because he got very artistic. He's building a very nice one. So I went there. Then to our surprise, the sala was very nicely built. You ask those who went. Then we went in, pay respect, and he talked to us. Then he was trying to like give some sharing. Then after that, we're supposed to leave already. You know, what he said? You all want to walk around the monastery or not, the hermitage? Oh, I said, yeah, very good. That's how it connects. After that, as he walked, he talked to me. Then I said, Achan, your partner is very good. He just laughed. I said, you know why? 8 months, cannot. I'm a civil engineer. I said, cannot build until like that one. Not possible. He smiled. Then after that, not long further down, he also, through the dialogue, he also sent something. He asked my Kayanamita friend who was with him, he asked them all, you stop, he said, you all should buy him a rope. He said, he pointed to me, you know. He said, he's a monk. So that was how it all started. Then later on, as we visit the place, he showed us around, quite nice. Then when he talked about this Puthosan and Uthaisana, wow, I said, that's great. I also been there before. I said, I also have a lot of affinity. Wow, then he get interested. No? He said, if you come alone, I show you my Kuan Yin inside my kuti. Now too many people can. He protected that Kuan Yin. No? He got a lot of affinity with Kuan Yin. For me also, I got a lot of affinity with Kuan Yin. So that's why all this is affinity. Then I knew. Then some of the Kayanamita suddenly just asked, no? Can we, like, they want to meditate there. They said, do you have this, what they call, female dormitory for yogi to stay on? Ajahn Lo said, no, but we earmark one piece of land there for you all to build if you are interested. Oh, so they have this intention to build. But before that, somebody else, I think Shok Hun and don't know who, request for Ajahn to allow us to have the opportunity to co-sponsor his katina or papa at his place next year. And surprisingly, he agreed. You know. I also didn't know. Until we come back, the email fly around. Then only I know. Then they come and approach me. Ratio, organize one more trip next year. My wife already told me the trip before the last trip already. So I told my wife, okay. Unless there is condition, I qualify. Then later on, I saw the condition. That's why I said, okay, I take you all there. That's how that thing happened. Then after that, he came over and gave a retreat. Then they get to know him better. Then everything starts to happen, understand? That's why when the monk has this sincerity and Dhamma, you can see, you can feel. So these are the things that is useful. Okay? So anybody else want to share? Whatever sharing. Yes. I thought Suya put out the hand. What about Joyce? Where is Joyce? Miss Lee and Joyce supposed to share something. Yeah, yesterday night you mentioned something. You two of you together, come. Get from Mimi also. Oh.
Actually, this one happened yesterday morning. That was just me and Miss Lee and Anna. And was it you or someone else? Janice. I can't remember. Anyway, we went down for the prayers with the monks and the nuns. We were actually quite eager to go, so we woke up quite early yesterday morning. So when we went, and knowing that I don't know Chinese, so I tried to follow the, but they are very fast, so I couldn't. So ended up, I just silenced my mind and calmed down, and I tried to follow the chanting. But Miss Lee, she knows Chinese, so it was good for her. So what happened was, I only know the last mantra, that is Namo.
Hatsuta.
Namo Tape Guan Sin Pursa. So So they chant three times. I think if they go for another three rounds, I'll probably be crying again. But anyway, the connection was there. And then after that, we came back. Now, this is what we want to share with you. When we came back, Brother Teo was talking and was having a Dharma talk. And it was on heatless and the fire aggregate. Both of us sat down. The minute we sat down, what Brother Teo talked, it seems that we had a deeper understanding of what Brother Teo has said. And we didn't know what the experience we have then. But I'm speaking on my own behalf. I could understand more, and probably, I don't know how to explain this, but maybe deeper and wider.
Yeah, father.
I could see the picture bigger.
Yeah.
It was this small then, but it has manifested this big. Yeah. So you tend to understand better with wisdom.
Mm.
And when we went back to the room, Sister Lee says, Joyce, did you feel anything when you walked back into the Brother Teo's talk after the chanting? I say, yeah. I could understand so much better and with much clarity. And Sister Lee said, I also the same thing.
Sadhu.
So I think I'm just cutting short the whole thing. Yeah, not my story again very long.
Sadhu. Very good. Thank you so much. Yeah? You see, these are the things that will happen when you have the faith, when you are connected, when you know how to silence. Because when you silent with the faith, sada and virya, means there is sati. Sati together with the samadhi will allow you to understand things. That's why the last spiritual faculty is panya, wisdom. It will come in. And like I say, you may think I repeat, repeat and repeat. Because if I don't do that, if you don't believe, you look at all the Buddha Sutta. Yesterday we went to Anatta Lakana, remember? The Buddha keep on repeating. Rupa, everything, finish. Vedana, also repeat. After that, Sanya also repeat. Sankara also repeat. Vijnana. Otherwise, cannot go in. The Dhamma is like that. Because first time you hear, you cannot get much on. Then after you reflect, contemplate, go back and cultivate, then when you understand, you listen again, another level of understanding go in. That's why I already told you, my Dhamma sharing or my meditation class, even you beginner, you very advanced, also you can attend on, because it's meant for all, understand? So anybody, at whatever level you come, you receive based on what you can understand. So this is how those who have the understanding, because when you speak from that understanding, all those below the understanding can receive. But whether they have the capacity to receive depends on their cultivation and their past. Last time, I used to have this joke with the other colleague, we cultivate together. Then we always talk to the second teacher, the second master. Because her energy was very strong. When she radiated, you know what happened? We went to her house every 1 week, a few times, sometimes almost like our own house. One day, two, three times or so. Sometimes 1 week full. When we went there, we just silent our mind and said, we draw her nature's energy. And this nature's energy very funny, you know, cannot get depleted. The more you draw, the stronger it becomes. Because it is sharing. The more you give, the more you receive. So what happened was, she was sitting here, we two were sitting and meditating there. She liked the two of us, because we are very different. The other one is like them on their lineage on do jhana, everything. Me, do mindfulness one. And she know one. Every time talk about sati, mindfulness, he will ask me to talk one. Yeah. Then you know what happened? She laughed. Like Buddha. Every time he laughed, Ananda knows something on. Ask the Buddha, what is it? You know what she told us? He said, do you know the two of you, your energy are so different, isn't it? The energy that you radiate and you draw are so different, because both are different. Understand? So this is how actually the Dhamma come about. So when it's spoken in that way, you can only receive it when you are ready and with the condition. So after he explained to us, then we come out with an analogy, is it? How much we can tap and receive depend on what? Huh? We go and use the analogy of a cup. Huh? Cup. If your cup is so small, you receive very little. Correct or not? But is it a lot of people know cup? Use your hand with all the holes. Sure, cannot come in. So that was the analogy. That's why you must do your homework, understand now? After you listen, go back, reflect, contemplate, develop the second turning wisdom, then cultivate the third turning wisdom. Then when you understand, only you can receive more. That means your cup become bigger. Understand? Bigger. Bigger. At first, no cup. Do your puja. Train your spiritual faculty. Then the small cup appears. Otherwise, where got cup? Five hindrance throughout the day, heedless like mad. No cup also, not so bad. Didn't even know that you need a cup to receive. That is the worst. So you never heedful, you never train to develop even a small cup. Understand? So Dhamma is like that. Whatever that is spoken, when your faith is there, you are able to silence your mind. You will receive. Then as you receive, you continue to reflect, contemplate, cultivate. Then when you become more wise, you will understand deeper Dhamma, the higher Dhamma. Then you realize, every time you listen, I used to tell Sri Andeo and my Kayana Mita, they all know. After every 3 months, you read the note again, you listen again, different. Like now so clear, you know, all the words start to have meaning. Last time, not much meaning on the word. Understand? So this brings me back to the thing that I supposed to share with you so that you go back, you know how to cultivate. Eh? I have to do this first, otherwise don't have enough time.
Brother, you can just share.
Can. Good, good. Suyan, share. Can. Very good.
It's okay, you're two again.
Yeah.
First day came out okay, lah, not too bad. But yesterday was really very, very restless. I sit for 10-15 minutes and I cannot sit, get up, walk cannot, lie down cannot, all cannot. And I hear all this wonderful experience, I say, Lama.
Yeah.
Tired of going back tomorrow, half a day.
Good.
So anyway, last night, I made an aspiration and I invoked power.
Merit, sir. His merit is very, very a lot.
This morning, Brother Teo, wake up very early.
Yeah.
Before the gong, he
already
got up. So after that, he got up. Then the gong fire drop. I said, I better get up. So I go and clean up and come. By the time I get here, it's about 5:25 before. Sister Chiu was already here.
Mimi
came in. Mimi started bowing, and then said, Aya, bowing. What's that? Bow. okay. After Mimi bow so much, I also bow. So bow one time, two times, bow 20 times, then I sit. After a while, then.
Yeah.
I can start to feel the
heartbeat.
Then after that, feeling that reverberate through the hand.
Yeah. Started.
Maybe dreaming. And somebody outside there talking. Wow, le Hokkien, wow, even North, eh, la.
Yeah, he can hear one, huh? Yeah.
Go walking back and forth.
Yeah.
Past the light.
Yeah.
Don't know who is the person. person sitting in front of me came in, zip, zip.
Yeah. All this like magnify, so because when you settle down.
Then at the same time, there's a chance to also reflect.
Mm.
The heartbeat,
sadhu.
So
yeah.
Just barely there, but
very good. Very good. It can become subtle, quiet.
It dawned upon me that it's impermanent.
Yes. Sadhu.
Yeah. Then the last thing was quite this come is it? If this body is mine, then I have wanted it to feel that heart thing, and for so many years.
cannot. Sadhu.
Well, if the body is mine, then definitely I want it.
Good, sadhu, very good. Sadhu. Wait, I explain a little bit first. Very good. What Suyan went through is very good, so that you all can learn. Like, I believe, like him, a lot of you say, oh, how come people got all those funny, good experience, I don't have anything. You remember there was one lady who, I think it's a lady that, who report the meditation, Hui Rong, now nothing already. Last time a lot of experience, now nothing already. Finally nothing, what else you want? Empty. So you don't worry about how people get and you don't get. Like Sui An invoke the power of merits, then it can come. He has been hearing me that when your mindfulness is much more stable and refined, you can detect your heartbeat and all that. He was trying the last 1 year, I think, but couldn't get along. Then suddenly make this inspiration, then that morning, you know what have you or not? That 20 bow. Unknowingly, you settle your mind down, and that was the condition. Because morning, the air is very different, very fresh, very still. Then when you determine with the aspiration, something will manifest. Yes, you can feel the movement, your body and mind as one. That's why you bow. I tell you, you bow. You don't go and worry about what people say. Very good, like that, meditate one. Bow. You go and try. That's what I did. 10,000 bow, Master San Hua. After that, my mindfulness become very stable, very good. These are the things I do. That's why I can share with you. I don't go and read somewhere and tell you things that I don't do. Understand? So this is how it can happen. Because mindfulness is about body and mind as one. I ask you one simple question. You think walking can be more mindful than bowing? Bowing is so synchronized. Like I show it to you. Namo Bhansa Sakya Muni Pho. Bow. Then, or Namo Sakya Muni Buddha. Bow. Then come out. Then Namo Sakya Muni Buddha. Bow. Every time you chant, you develop the faith, then you bow with the sati, body and mind. If you do it like a routine, you know what happens. Like you train yoga or badminton, you become very skillful, very fast. The constant prostration. When you do that, the Buddha says four things grow. Reverential salutation to the, what they call, the enlightened one, or the worthy one, or even those who are worthy of respect. Understand? Sometimes they use the word elders. So if you have the respect, the Buddha says four things grow. Ayu wana sukang pelang. Ayu is long life. Wana is fair complexion. Sukang is joy, happiness. Pelang is strength. This last one, strength, a lot of people don't understand. They thought physical strength, boost strength. No. Physical and spiritual strength. Understand? Pelang. Your mind has spiritual strength. So that's why this are useful. And the field of merits, if you do it sincerely with understanding the respect to the Buddha, is very powerful. Then for Suyan's case, his strong point is he helped a lot of people in Subang. Understand? Yeah, he's very sincere. And he has done a lot of meritorious things. Because Subhangjaya, there are a lot of duty and responsibility. And he has, what I mean, he has a lot of this, you call what? You do a lot of this good thing. He deal with monks, deal with lay people, deal with committee member. He almost like the coordinator, the chief coordinator. We are assistant vice president, always do a lot of work on. The president is more fortunate. All these are helper. The president, when it's important, he will go. He also important because he was the one that lead and make certain direction and all things. But all the work, most of it is the deputy or the vice president or whoever. So he do a lot of this one. And I know a lot of people approach him and he has helped so many. Yeah. Especially after he understood what this thing is over the last 1 year. Last time he was only healing. Now he healed their mind. And he know how to counsel them, connect them. Then serious case that need me to come and see her, he also know. He will call me and he will tell me, where do you feel? Then he say, who and who and who? The last one is that doctor. And in between there were quite a number. And because he personally, together with Mi Feng, and they all see how it happened and how it worked. It started off with Bui Lan's sister and all those things. Then later on, Wendy and many. So all this is really what happened. Such serious case also can turn around. And what I teach them is very simple. Following the Dhamma, the nature's law. So these are the things that can actually happen. So when you have a lot of merits, a lot of goodness, a lot of kindness, you can invoke the power to help you move. Understand? So these are the way, various way available. Okay? So I cut short a bit, let the sister ask, otherwise I cannot continue. Okay. Leonard, is it? Leonard, yeah.
First of all, of course, I want to thank Brother Teo and all the sisters for sharing their wonderful experiences. I just like to balance the scale. For people like maybe Sui An and myself, who do not have the fortune to experience all these wonderful spiritual experiences, I just like to say we should not feel discouraged. I have gone for many, many retreats. I don't have all the experiences that other people tell me, you know, insights, this and that and that. And I used to be very discouraged. So, but some teachers tell me, never mind, you know, you just do your best. You try your best. You will be transformed. And I did feel, no matter how subtle the transformation, there is transformation. Transformation in the sense of less anger.
Yes. Very good.
My problem used to be a lot of conflict with my husband. And since attending retreats, I find that because I have less anger, I'm able to develop much better relationship.
Good. Sadhu.
And I have less fear.
Yeah, very good.
I used to be very fearful when I walked down from the Sima Hall down to the Ladies' Dorm. The insects and all. And I try not to be the last to leave the hall. But after many retreats, I find that the fear has gone off. The irritation with noise, with people whispering, talking, all the rustling of plastic, snoring and all that. I find that it doesn't disturb me anymore. So for those who do not have wonderful psychic experiences, I like to say, don't be discouraged. We should still keep on trying. Maybe one day, day, you know, we will have those experiences. But don't go craving for those. It is also a craving. You say, how come I don't have? I want to have. You know. So the more you want to have, the more craving you have, you probably won't get there. Mm. And for improvement of the next retreat, I like to say that there should be more emphasis maybe on the noble silence. There is too much chattering.
Yeah.
Not that I'm very disturbed by it, but I think for those trying to develop mindfulness, awareness, the too much talking and noise might not help us to get there.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the sharing. Very good. You see, she brought up a very good point. Huh? Do not be discouraged just because, like, you got nothing. So actually, unknowingly, like she said, you already learned, you already pick up a lot of things. Yeah. That's why just now, one of the sisters came and talked to me before you all came in. She was full of joy now, so she thanked me. Yeah. Then I advise her, open up your heart more. Have more and more confidence in yourself and the faith in the Triple Gem. Then have kindness, have goodness. These are the virtues that will change you, will transform you and make you better. Yeah. Then the other thing that I tell her is very simple, I said, because I was able to like explain all those three evil roots, the wrong thought. So she know. Last time she has been holding on to a lot of this wrong thought and all things. That's why she is very miserable and affected and sometimes suffer a lot. So now she like want to know how she can actually understand all this and really, really from now onward, develop the understanding to live life better. So what I told her is very simple. Always remember this. Huh? This is for you all too. I used to explain this one because the early days, people don't understand what is wrong thought. You always hear about right thought. You never hear about wrong thought. But right thought also, they give you four, Brahma Vihara. Huh? Loving kindness, compassion, rejoicing, and equanimity. Means metta, karuna, mudita, metta, karuna, mudita, and upekkha. But all the other right thoughts, they cannot tell you. Like contentment, generosity, sincerity, honesty, kindness, goodness, gentleness. Whatever thought that is without the evil root, they are kind thoughts. Even friendliness and all those things. So what happened is, you must know what is wrong thought. This is more important. So what is wrong thought? Very good. So always remember, whenever you are not happy, not peaceful, you already have wrong thought. The evil roots are there. So very easy to understand wrong thought, isn't it? Whenever you have fear, worry, anxiety, lack of peace and unhappiness, you have wrong thought. So what is wrong thought? Thought that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your anger, your lack of peace, your unhappiness, your sorrow and lamentation, even your depression. These are all wrong thoughts. Then only you can apply the right effort to abandon them. Understand? Huh? Then you have to train your mind to be heedful. Then only you can prevent it from arising. Understand? These are mundane cultivation. You don't need wisdom to cultivate this virtue. Understand? You don't need wisdom to reverse all this negativity. You only need to remember that they are evil root, they are wrong thought that torment me. Understand? Then I show her the example. I say, like this cup, let's say filled with hot boiling water, so hot. You go and hold, what happened? It will burn you and torment you. Isn't it? And you suffer. Isn't it? So what must you do? They use the word let go. I don't like that word. don't hold. Don't hold. When you don't have wisdom, you cannot let go. Understand? When you are deluded, you will hold. So letting go is actually not for the deluded one. When you are deluded, how can you let go? Because they will tell you, well, this is my problem, no, how can I let go? I must fix it, no, understand? I must solve it, no. I never say wrong, understand? Solve it, correct. But don't hold and solve, understand? When you hold, you cannot solve, understand? When you hold, it's burning you and tormenting you. What happened to your mind state? You are full of fear, worry, anxiety, and uncertainty, and unhappiness. Your mind is so restless, and you are suffering, understand? You got no clarity of mind. Correct or not? So how can you see things clearly? How can you understand what is going on? Then you continue to get angry. Understand? You continue to blame and react. That's why you cannot solve your problem. But the moment you put it down, understand or not? Don't hold. What happened? Problem is still a problem. Understand or not? But if I don't hold, it doesn't affect me. Understand or not? It doesn't torment me. Understand or not? But I have to resolve it. Understand or not? Clear or not? Doesn't mean, not so real one, impermanent, non-self, let go. You go and let go, then fellow tell you, you cheese, let go. This one is my wife, or my son, or my daughter, my career, my wealth, let go. The first noble true reality that Buddha talked about is not about letting go like that. He talked about wisdom, understanding, to free yourself, to free your mind. That's why the five daily contemplation, so on. Contemplate the reality of this form. This form of mind goes the way of nature. It's of the nature to go old, get sick and die. It's not me. When you have this understanding, you contemplate long enough. So when old age, sickness and death confront you, you already know the answer. Understand? It's not me. Understand? It's only element. No knowing cannot be me. Then this is just element. Go the way of nature. Everybody has to experience that if they live long enough. So why I deludedly react and get miserable, fearful? Why I go and project my thought? If I confront this with understanding means what? I accept that this is a reality of life, understand? Universal problem, common to all people. So, not only me affected, everybody also go through that, understand? So if I have wisdom, I need not be afflicted. Understand? Then you know what to do already. Understand? Means you don't project the fear, don't go and worry about it, don't go and react to it. Just tell yourself, okay, doctor say I got this disease. What are my options? What can I do to move on? Then this is a lot better, isn't it? Consult people who has experience or the knowledge to help you, understand? Even non-traditional or whatever, then you need to seek another doctor for a second opinion. Look for a good one, understand? Then get advice, because same two doctors can give you different advice, understand? Depending whether they are selfish or not. Some is money orientated one, they say, hey, this one you must go through chemo, or you must buy the best one. One jab, how much? They got different grade one. So you have to use your understanding and the wisdom. But please don't quote me wrongly. All doctors are good. But it's only some may, because of the one driven by some form of materialistic gain, they have to maybe less ethical. Understand? But most of the doctors are good. So far I met. They are very sincere, very good. But of course, you heard of some not so ethical. Oh, Sifu is here. Oh, okay, Sifu is here. We have to stop. Here already. I saw him already. Okay, we continue after.
Hi,
okay, we pay respect to Sifu. Right, Sifu. Miss Lee, come. You tell him we pay respect to him. Sadhu. Okay. You help me to translate. Sư父，我的华语不大好，我是英文教育的，我要 Miss Lee 帮我翻译啊。我讲英文可以吗？Okay. On behalf of the whole group, we would like to thank. Oh yeah, let the 师父 sit. 师父坐下坐下。On behalf of all the participants of this retreat, including all the organizers, we'd like to thank Sư Phụ and the Temple Committee for allowing us to use this place for retreat. It has been very, very conducive, very good, and we really appreciate and we are very happy. So because of that, we would like to do our part, understand? I understand that the meal costs about 2,000 something. 2,556. So we have decided to donate 2,000 plus to make the total figure 5,000. So we will make this offering together with the payment order, whatever that is needed, in a check form 5,000 to Fasa, so that we can all rejoice together. Shall we rejoice? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, Miss Lee, no, you translate first. You translate first.
Pastor, Brother Tio Ken Kun, 代表所有的参加者，禅修参加者，感谢法师与委员会允许我们在贵司做禅修，法师们的慈悲厚待，我们很感和工作人员的尽责，以贵司的庄严宁静的会场，以自然的描述使我们促使我们很成功的完成了这次的禅修，所以我们深感恩。我们已经这个次的通通共计2556，那么我们就捐出5000块剩余的给贵司，作为以后的发展。谢谢法师们。还有
你
是这是
donation from the rest of the
所有的会员赚起来的。沙土善哉。
You tell 师父，Well, Mifo has a very good suggestion. If we have done anything wrong, or knowingly or unknowingly offended anybody, we would like to ask for forgiveness from Sư Phụ and all the temple people.
我们在这个禅修期间，对贵师有什么弄得不方便的话，或者是有得罪之处，我们请贵司所有的工作人员以法师宽谅慈悲宽谅，所以现在我们由云瞻师姐带领我们跟法师
请原谅。云瞻，You're supposed to help them to recite ask for forgiveness. Now I will teach you all the chant. There is this here, page 77. Don't worry, we have it.
No, never mind. I use this one so that you understand. No. This one is for the monk, asking for forgiveness from the monk and all those people.
Kamanta me bante, Wait. Now only we start. Kayena vaccha cittena. Pamadena maya katang. Acayang kamame bante. Puri panya tata kata. If by action, speech or thought, that we have heedlessly done anything wrong, forgive us, O Master, O Teacher, most wise. Then you pay respect.
I think Candice, the Farsi, we have done something wrong for you, please forgive us.
You all can request a group photo with Farsi. You request. No, we haven't finished. When we finish, only we do. We supposed to end 2:45. At 2:30, we do that. Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah, like
once.
So,
once a year, just so you're there, just for more often.
Once a year.
Once a year.
Okay, you all should rejoice with what we have done. We have made the offering to the temple. The donation comes from the surplus fund that is the common pool of this retreat, which is very wholesome. And we are all parting taking it. All those who have paid for the retreat, you also donated. The other thing is we also express our gratitude, our thanks. This is what I mean by you appreciate what people has done for you, understand? We also would like to thank SJPA for allowing us to use their name. It's not easy, I tell you. You create a mess, they can be blacklisted from using this place. So just now what Leonard said was quite good actually. He said, you have to learn to practice better noble silence. Because sometimes you get carried away. When one talk, many start to talk. For me, I got no choice because people ask me questions, so I talk. Otherwise, I don't talk. I don't go and look for people to talk. But it's okay. If you want to talk, go somewhere else. Then, like what we did this morning, I actually went out with Sui An. We were looking at a fish. Then you know what happened? Brother Chua, he very sincere. In the sun, they came. He just wanted to ask for forgiveness, he said. Because last night, he was so tired, and he got a blocked nose. He said, he was snoring very loudly. He said, you know, he said, apologize. I said, no need. Our meditation is trained to understand that, and to have that understanding, so that we know how to harmonize with that music. So no problem. Then he felt so good. Because I said, from your snoring, I know you're very, very tired. So I asked him, did you drive? He said, yeah, for certain stretch. But he said, more serious one was helping the wife to clear the exhibition until 2 a.m. the night. You know. Then sleep for 3-4 hours only. You know. 6 o'clock, wake up. Then all the way here. That shows the determination and the commitment. That's why I rejoice. Understand? So we just sadhu them. Then the other thing is, when we were there, the husband, Mr. Chua, was very sincere. He said, oh, brother, your note very good, very clear, very simple. Then after that, we discussed further. Then the simple thing come out, not in the book one, about how to actually understand life, how to actually develop the wholesomeness and the goodness. Then we can see the selfishness and all those things. Like one of the sisters came and tell me, what you say is very true, no, brother. Every thought we arise, is all selfish. Even my good friend, because I want to talk to him, only I go and see him. There are a lot of other things. Then what we discussed, which was very good, was I told Mr. Chow, I said, Dhamma is very simple when you understand. It's just like when you all go back, you don't have to have fantastic experience. Because to me, I already said, Dhamma is not about experience alone. Dhamma is about wisdom. Once you can understand and take back a little bit of this to apply and change, that is already wonderful. And a lot of people just did that. Because now you are aware such thing as the three evil roots, root of all evil, three poison. So you cannot have it. But real life example is very important. Just like I explained to Mr. Chow, I said, the problem always arises in family. We take things for granted. Means what? We take our spouse for granted, our wife, or if you are a lady, your husband for granted. Because we take them for granted, we never appreciate what they do. Understand? Because you lack appreciative quality, you lack right speech, you don't have kind, gentle, and good words for your wife or your husband or wife. Meet only, argue. Awkward. Why this one not done? Told you already, why still? Then some are what they call, I mean, for men. How you speak in English? Tai Lam Yan. Chauvinist. Then the lady sometimes also very bossy. So when you have this time, very difficult is that they try to dominate you. Then they don't let you make decision. No. Where is Brother Kang? Gone already. I can talk now. He was my physics teacher. No? And his wife last time was a teacher. They all were married very long. But they always got friction. So because of that, you know, Brother Kang, he loved the wife, but his style is, he very authoritative. He tell the wife, no, cannot make the decision. The wife very scared of him. So what happened was, after for many years I haven't met him after I graduated, then one day he was in Alostar with my brother, sitting down, talking. Then they talk about, Brother Kang told my brother, he said, he is a meditation teacher, he teach meditation. Then my brother also know I'm very good in that. Hey, I got one brother also teach meditation, also very good one. Then he asked my brother, who is your brother, what is his name? The moment he mentioned my name, almost 20 years ago, his student, he still remember. The moment I quote my name, last time, as a physics teacher, he very scared of me. My physics very good. He always asked me. Then go one day in the class, he was teaching one particular topic and subject. You know. Then I see how come he beating around the bush. The whole period, you know, 20 minutes, talking here. I said, the definition, straight away the answer come out already. He cannot see. Then I told my classmate who sat next to me, I said, no need all this one. I said, the definition, answer come out already. So he was quite new that time. He was a new graduate. He just started to teach. So he saw that I talked to my guy. Then my classmate laughed. Then after that, he finished. After the 20 or 25 minutes, you know what he did? He said, you all got any question? That classmate laughed again. He said, just now you and Theo, what were you talking? Why are you laughing? He said, Mr. Kang, according to Kenku, they call me my name. No need like that. Definition, answer. He looked at the board. No? He cannot understand. No? Then he said, can you explain? So I stand up. I just recite the definition. After I recite, the whole class still don't understand. No? He also don't understand. No? Then I have to go to the board and write down. Because of this, just like I explained to you the Dhamma. First time you read, you don't understand. Then when I put it on the board and explain, they start to see you. Oh, like that also can. So that's why after that, he very scared. No? So any past your question or what, he will ask me first. Kenku, what you think? Then I will answer. That's why he remember me. Our batch very different. We got two of us, very good one. So he remember us. So because of that, after that, he told my brother, he said, hey, your brother, I know one. You give him a call. I talk to him. So he called me. Then first time my brother told me, he said, you got one teacher who say he know you. I say, what his name? Oh, he mentioned his name. Oh, I say, I know, this physics teacher, I know. So he talked to me. Then he asked me, when are you coming back? I said, Chinese New Year, which is quite near. So that year I went back. And that was 16 years ago. So he was telling me he also teach meditation. He do the other type. So he very keen to meet me. So we were my teacher. I bought him a hamper. Then I came back from PJ to Alostar quite late. I reached there 9 something. Reached his house 10 o'clock. You know what time I leave? 4 a.m. At first he was trying to give me Dhamma book, try to explain all those things to me. Then I say, It's okay. You don't mind? I explain a little bit to you. After I start to explain, he keep quiet. He keep quiet. I think he must have recalled the physics class. So because of that, he start to like tone down. Then he start to ask me, how long have I been cultivating and all of that. Then he has faith. He wants to learn. But the trouble is what he learned one is all different one. So when I try to explain, he cannot accept. 3 to 6 months that doubt was there, right? He keep on asking me, he keep on coming down to see me that time. He made it a point. Then finally, you know what happened? He end up many years coming to see me. All his whatever thing, problem, dumb, everything, come. Later on he clear up. Then you know what happened? After he come, he understand already. He start to change. Then the wife realized. Last time he never asked the wife where to eat, he decide on. Everything he decide on, the wife got no say. The wife scared of him. After he came back from my class, the wife realized, hey, ask the wife, what do you want to eat? What's your preferred? Like understand him. Then speak very gently, Last time, you know what happened before he met me? He said, Kenkun, I cannot understand. My son, my wife, I want to teach them Dhamma. They not only don't lie, they tell me all. I say, how you teach? He said, mindfulness. Oh, mindfulness. How you teach? He said, I tell them to eat mindfully. So, you know, children, eat sure got sour, then drop the spoon, wow, scold like anything. Told you to be mindful. I said, this is not mindfulness. He looked at me, I said, no wonder your son tell you all. You know what the son tell you one day? The son got so fed up. He said, Papa, enough, I know what you're going to tell me. He said, I said, how you end up like that? Because this type of vipassana, this type of mindfulness is not the mindfulness. I said, mindfulness is not to remember things. Mindfulness is the awareness. Because you are aware, you will remember what this thing is. But you have aware, like my purse, if it's important. If I aware of how my hand move and put where, I have a cognition of where I put, understand? And how my hand move and how I put it there, understand? That's why I can remember, understand? If I heedlessly while I put this purse, I still think, then what happened? I totally got no memory of what happened, understand? So it's not about eating slowly and all those things, understand? That's why mindfulness is totally. Then he start to ask me. Then that's why after that he learned, until today. And the wife tell him, I think you better go Brother Teo class more. Hey, good for you. Until the wife bring his good friend, also another family friend. That's why I tell you, you learn a lot. And this is what they call life itself, you learn. What I want to share is, like I told Brother Teo, if you are appreciative, if you say some kind words to them, I tell you, you ask all the lady, they will agree on. They are very easy to please. If you appreciate what they do and say a few kind words, I tell you, that is heaven to you. They will cook with joy. They will sacrifice for you and do everything for you. But you come by take things for granted and tell them all, I tell you, all the wives also will be in awe. Understand? So these are the right speech, understand? Kind, gentle, and appreciative, understanding speech. And it makes a whole big difference to the world, understand? Sometimes between children and mother and parents also same. You know, children are nowadays, tiger home, yeah. Too good a life. Sometimes you need to call them to eat. Boy, dinner. Boys, lunch. No lah, don't disturb me. I got things to do. I know how to when to eat. It's like not happy. But they never have this understanding. It was never told to them. How much your parents sacrifice for you. Understand? When you are young, when you are sick, how they care for you, how they provide for you, and how much love they have for you. The sacrifice and all. Sometimes you sick, they don't even sleep. They worry for you. But there is no appreciation. So end of what? Anger, conflict. Mother also not happy, son also not happy, husband also not happy. Is that the family unit that you want? You ask yourself, understand? Does it cost you any extra money to say some nice word to make them feel good and happy? Doesn't it? That's why you can apply Noble Eightfold Path and it becomes so useful. Then I tell you, there's a lot of harmony, a lot of like gratitude, understanding. Oh, my mom, very understanding, never get angry with her. Despite what I do to her, she's still very happy, very patient. Then the other thing that I always share with my friend is that if you are the mother or the housewife, no matter what happens, if you are in charge of the household, you still got to cook, isn't it? You still got to do a lot of things, isn't it? But if you are very unhappy and angry, your cooking also lousy. You know? Whatever you do also hot plastic. But why is it like that? You know what they tell me? They treat me like dirt, you see. They treat me like asam poa. Yak your tag, you see. Everything also ask me to do and never appreciate what I do. Someone tell me, or someone reply to me like that. My son will tell me. You say, cannot blame her lah, understand? But then I ask her the other question. Happy also you have to cook, isn't it? Unhappy also you have to cook, isn't it? Either way you have to cook, isn't it? Why not you cook with a happy mind? Your cooking also better, isn't it? Your children also like to eat, isn't it? Before you call dinner or lunch, oh, mom's cooking, everybody will come, isn't it? So you want to have the understanding when there is goodness, when there is kindness, there is sincerity, there is sacrifice. Everything you do become beautiful and meaningful. And this is the Dhamma, day to day. No need to have fantastic experience and insight to become wise. This is the first level of Dhamma that you can apply using your thought. That's why it's thought-based, right effort. So no need to be very spiritual yet. If you have this reflected in your life, you are already very good, progressing very well. Always remember, no matter what happened, no, even people step on your tail, don't get angry. Cannot. Don't react. Be at peace. Smile. Have gratitude. Understand? Accept them for what they are. That is the solution to everything. Accept them for what they are. Have this wisdom. They are what they are because they have anger. That's why angry people say angry things. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. They are just the way they are. So you have compassion. And this is what the Dhamma is. This is what cultivation is. And these are very easy to learn, isn't it? But why you cannot control your anger? It's because you refuse to change. You know? You don't know these are evil. You know? But now you know already, if someone refuses to change, nobody can help you. The Buddha said, with your tongue against the palate, you go and fight. You have to use your determination. Okay. Going back to daily life, I just summarize this. I got 5 more minutes only. They want to do the final closing already. Maybe we should thank all the organizers, Sui An, Mifong. Oh, you do that? Wow, very good. Wow. Save my time. Thank you. We want to thank all those organizers, including you. He said, no need, I cover that. Very good. Okay, that give me enough time to brief you what to do. There is one part on the I think Heart Sutta note 16, is it 16? 15, At the back, the last paragraph I read to you. This one, last time we wrote because it's for another retreat one. So these 2 paragraphs will help you, But what I want to summarize is, after you go back, in order to maintain this cultivation, you have to constantly reflect and contemplate and go through the notes again to remind you of what these essential Dhamma are. Understand? Then only you can put into practice what I tell you. The mundane level type of Noble Eightfold Path. Understand?
thought base. That will help you a lot already. Bring about a lot of harmony, understanding, and will change you character-wise, personality-wise. But not at the deep level of spiritual understanding yet. But at least thought level, it helps you to avoid a lot of unnecessary misunderstanding and conflict. Then a lot of your problem, you will know how to attend and solve it. You will not hold and worry. You will not allow it to burn you and torment you. You put it down. Understand? Put it down is not letting go. Put it down means doesn't burn you, doesn't torment you, means you accept things as they are. You don't react, you don't blame. Then you at peace. Then with the clarity of mind, you look at it and ask yourself this question. Always remember, what are my options? What can I do to resolve this amicably? Understand? What do you do? Apply noble eightfold path, lah. Understand? The kind, gentle, pleasant, good speeches. Understand? And act with sincerity, honesty, generosity, contentment. Be appreciative of what people do. Understand? Have goodness, have kindness, have right thought. Whenever unhappy, miserable, fearful, that is wrong thought. Apply right effort. You will become very good. Understand? That is already very powerful. Then for the more serious one, you better go and develop a religious routine, like I say. Early morning, when you wake up, meditate. Do your puja. Before you sleep, meditate. Do your puja. You have to find time. Then in between, every time before you leave your house, pay respect to the Buddha. You come back, pay respect. Remind you to pay respect and take refuge. We have this submaritual section. Then every day, be mindful, be aware. Develop the daily mindfulness. When you are in the office or in the workplace, whenever you are not peaceful, not calm, not happy or restless or got problem, you just go and sit somewhere and silence your mind. The moment you silence, the meditative experience of the stillness or the silent mind will come back to you. Then you have clarity. And then you can decide and act better. Understand? You don't act with a restless mind, with an angry mind, understand? With a lot of negativity, understand? You cannot act, understand? Acting according to anger is an evil root, understand? How can an evil person act properly, understand? So when you have the calmness, the tranquility, the silent mind, then there is clarity. Then you can reflect, you can contemplate, and you can check what are my options. How best can I resolve this amicably so that I can move? Always remember another very important thing is make decision. Don't go and worry about life. Worry about the problem. Never make decision. Then what happened? Forever worry. Worry will not make you happy. Worry will not make you peaceful. Worry will make you worse. Understand? Worry bring about fear, anxiety, a restless mind. Why do you want to worry about life? Life is for you to live, to experience, to have the good life. Understand? Never worry about life. Live. To live life is so simple. Silent and be with the moment to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. You go back and inquire, why can't I do that? Because your whole life worry. Hold on to so many things, your views, your opinion. In Cantonese, I like this word. Ho chap chao. What is chap chao? What is the meaning? Hokkien ah? Atikia. Kekao. But my meaning is more of tikia. Tikia go kekao. Yun Chan don't understand. What is tiki? Like abdonen, very abdonen. Like his view is very rigid, or he don't argue with you. Ho ku chap. Ho chap chao, ho ku chap. Fong tai. Fong tai. Cannot let go of the view. So this is what you will experience, understand? So if you have a religious routine, you listen, I will try to finish this. Silent for a while. You have a good religious routine, your mindfulness will build up, understand? then you can carry this into your workplace, then your daily mindfulness will improve. Then you will insight in the phenomenon, the wisdom will come. Then you move into the spiritual realm or the spiritual dimension. Then all the things that they experience or what is a byproduct of the silent mind. These are the byproduct that will come. It's not that this experience are something fantastic equivalent to what? No, because these are the people who has awakened to this experience, who had the wisdom born of this experience. That's why when they describe, I will know. I went through before. And I understand what this state are. Because that style of mind is different. So this is what you should do. Make vow, make aspiration, determine, be sincere, then diligently cultivate. We already went through this morning. To be born as a human being is so rare. And to be born as a human being and have the opportunity to listen to the Dhamma is even more rare. Otherwise, when you miss this window, I tell you, don't know how long later. Don't know where you meet, I also don't know. Okay? So with that, I am. Thank you so much.
Shall we say three sadhus to Brother Teo? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Brother Teo has taken a lot of trouble preparing all the notes for us and the program. In fact, all that. So, shall we ask for forgiveness now? Yes. Oh, Brother Teo, we don't have to follow the book, no, right? Yeah. We hope that
the key word is as long as your heart is sincere, it's already done. So, because I already forgive all beings, all enlightened beings, they already forgive all beings. Understand? It's only whether you know how to ask for forgiveness and connect and free. Understand? Yeah. That's why they are chanting book. Eh? They very scared you offend the triple gem. Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. And triple gem is what the enlightened beings are all about. Understand? So you already ask for forgiveness as you chant. Understand? But now you want to do it, you do it sincerely. That's it. In any form, even Hokkien, Cantonese also can silently inside your mind recite sincerely also can. No need to officially say it loud. I leave it to you. Okay, you can continue.
By body, speech, or mind, if we had a chance to offend you during these few days here, wonderful days that we had here, can you kindly forgive all of us?
Okay, you should add in the word whether knowingly or unknowingly.
Knowingly.
Sometimes subconsciously you don't know, you arise at thought. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, through action, speech, and thought.
Okay, whether knowingly or unknowingly, we have offended you in any way, but either through body, speech, or mind, kindly forgive us.
Okay, don't worry, already forgiven. Yeah, I already forgive all beings. Almost every day I do that. Because for me, I know the karmic obstruction can be very potent. So I always recite this one. Whomsoever from the distant future or distant past until now, and in the future, whether knowingly or unknowingly, cause any karmic offense or whatever towards this nature, not only this life, this segmented one. No. My nature means whenever you all, when I arise, anybody do, I sincerely forgive them. Understand? So it covers all of my existence until now. Understand? So it will be there. Yeah? Then when you are sincere, you have this gratitude, you express your thanks, it will help you a lot. Understand? You just say, thank you so much, and I rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu.
And this is very useful. You should learn how to appreciate. The real Dhamma are difficult to come by. You know, last time when I listened to Dhamma, when I listened to Dhamma, when there is truth, I rejoice a lot inside my heart. Then towards the end, I will say it loud. Song to serve, I will be the first one. That's why the Thai monk know. He said, "My this parami of rejoicing is very powerful. When you rejoice, your heart open up, and it bring about a lot of joy, a lot of wholesomeness. When you rejoice in Dhamma, means you have affinity with Dhamma, with truth. Every time there is truth, you will rejoice. You will know one. You will connect one." That's why I told you this line. The moment I read the Four Noble Truths, no need to search already. Like it's an imprint. Okay?
Okay. I'd like to also thank SJBA and the Sui An, Mi Fong, Miss Lee, who has taken the trouble to connect to
Joyce,
this temple.
Joyce.
No, Miss Lee connected to this temple.
Oh, okay.
And of course we have Joyce, Mimi came along and helped out, and Stephanie for helping in the kitchen to see that all our fruits are cut. And we have Monica, who made sure that we have enough refreshments to take. And she also sponsored the meals. I think, and whoever else helped, thank you very much. Yeah, and all.
No. Wait. I think I help out a bit. Otherwise, very messy. Okay. The list that Yun Chan has mentioned, I think we should all thank them and rejoice with all the wholesomeness that make this retreat possible, so that we have the condition to be together for these few days to go through this cultivation. And we have the opportunity to develop so much wholesomeness and goodness via our rejoicing, sharing of the Dhamma, transfer of merit, sharing of merit, reverential salutation, the puja, and whatever that brings about goodness and wholesomeness. Understand? So we should all rejoice and say thank you to them for making this possible.
Sadhu.
Then from the bottom of your heart, you appreciate and you thank them for everything. When you see them, you say, thank you so much. So this is how your goodness, through your ability to appreciate what people have done for you, then this will open up your heart. No more selfish. When people can do this thing to you, you are touched. You will be able to do to others, understand? Because you can feel the joy of receiving this goodness and kindness. So what if you do the same to other people? They will feel the joy, understand? They will appreciate a lot. Especially it's so wholesome activity, understand? So we should really, really develop this goodness of heart, this what they call virtue in us. That's why ability to appreciate life, appreciate whatever goodness that people have done to you, to appreciate whatever condition they have arisen for wholesomeness and goodness to come about. You should rejoice, understand? And you should thank them. You should say good words, kind words, appreciative of what people have done. It will touch their heart, understand? It will bring about a lot of better consciousness, understand? That's why now you see the importance of right speech, understand? Otherwise, you never see the importance of right speech. Your thought always tell you the other way around. You know what your thought tell you? That fellow like that, you think want to talk to him nicely. Didn't scold him already, pin yi. You go and allow your thought to tell you this sort of thing. That's why you will never have this kindness, goodness, and appreciation of what people have done. Even on the phone, you talk to people, you just say, thank you so much. I tell you, the other side is so happy. Then when you know how to speak in a very nice way, when you make a phone call, is it okay if I talk to you on certain things? You don't go and, like, you tie side, get the phone call on here. Who is this? I want to see your boss. Even to the clerk or what, may I know, is this the company? Am I talking to the right person? Then who are you? Oh, receptionist. Thank you so much. I think you are the right one. I should contact. Understand? Even they are very low rank. if they hear like that, they will help you, they like you. Sometimes I call even a club, they will help me. Like that day I went to EPF with my wife. I need to submit a document. They all very, got a type of practice, very funny. 12:45 or 12:30, lunch break until 2:30, you know, that Friday. Office locked, not open. I went there, I thought lunchtime I can just pass the document. Oh, double A, is it? Office hour, tada orang. Then I told my wife, never mind, we go up. We took the lift, we went up. Really, the access door all locked, don't have access card. Then somebody was very kind, he came back for lunch, early lunch. Then one of these Malay lady, very good, he helped us to open. Push inside, nobody. No bell, nothing. Then I come out. Then I tell my wife, I think it's okay, we go. Otherwise, we see how God condition we give. Then got one more lady come. This lady come, I say, where is this department, enforcement? Oh, my department. Oh, can you do me a favor? He say, yeah, anything. I say, I just got this document to pass it in. Okay, no problem. Oh, I say, thank you so much. No problem, he say. Most welcome. In very good English somewhere. You see, the way you approach people, understand? If you become like very rude, hey, you dari mana? Enforcement kah? Ah, ini dokumen saya mau hantar dah. Boleh kah? I tell you, you should tell you. Understand? That's why you must know how to have good and kind, pleasant speeches. Then be sincere. Understand? Don't just say things that you don't mean. Oh, 2:45. End. Yeah, we better go. Okay, sure.
On behalf of the organizing committee, if there's something or anything that you've done wrong by body speech or mind, intentionally, we ask for forgiveness from you. You also knowing me and unknowing me. Okay, we have to move. The bus will be there. Actually, it is there since 2 o'clock. It came up last time. Oh, yeah. Sister Amy says transfer merit for Lee Hoon's mother-in-law.
No, done already.
That night done already. Okay, where is Stephanie? Help me to bring this down. The thing. The recorder Suyan has to keep.